You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, one of my favorite guests returns, Julian Rose. Julian is a champion of organic farming and a hands-on president of the International Coalition to Protect the Polish Countryside. He and his partner co-launched a highly successful campaign for a GMO-free Poland while leading a high-profile defense of peasant farmers, which he holds up as the true guardians of biodiversity throughout the world. As a result of their efforts, there are now GMO-free zones established in Poland, leading the way throughout our global community, setting the standards for what's possible. Additionally, Julian is a brilliant author and essayist. His first book is called Changing Course for Life, and his new book, In Defense of Life, Essays on a Radical Reworking of Green Wisdom, are both available at Amazon Books. You can find his articles, material, books, research, and thoughts on his website, www.julianrose.info. So let's welcome him back to the show now. Hi, Julian. How are you?
Hello, Lance. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. And it's not the middle of the morning either this time.
Exactly. I was very glad to when I heard that famous sound of the Skype calling. Because I was thinking I probably got it wrong and it's going to be early morning again.
And you'll be in your pajamas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was the first time I think we had a connection.
So, I'm just going to, we're pretty familiar with each other's pace, so I'm just going to kind of see what you've been noticing recently in the world that you find disturbing or otherwise, or positive, and see what you would like to start out talking about.
Righto. My goodness me, it would be very hard not to notice some of the issues that are going on in the world today, because if you read the mainstream press, you get one story. If you listen to your intuition and use your intelligence and go onto the alternative media network, you hear a completely other story, or at least a completely other interpretation of the story that's been covered by the mainstream press. Actually, at the center of all that is deception. And the levels of deception have increased markedly even since we last talked, which I see was in March. Mm-hmm. The desperate attempt being made by the status quo to maintain the false storyline, which has been put across decades now about this matrix which they run, is falling apart, in my view, Lance. I think they're in a state of panic. That is because the media, as per BBS Radio, yourselves, hundreds of others, are now being listened to by a number of people, which is getting close to a tipping point. And it's, in every respect, exposing the falsity of what's coming across as being the news. So in this sense, you've got a combination of two things. You've got good news story, people becoming conscious, information flowing freely, people being able to judge one thing against another thing rather than having only one thing put in front of them. And you've got the negative element, which is desperate effort by the powers that be, by the centralized hidden hand of government, to maintain the status quo, in spite of the fact that it's fraying at the edges. And of course, that is producing a lot of very, very extreme events, false flags, very, very strange information coming in about weird things happening, huge weather disruption going on, an attempt, a desperate attempt to create war on a global scale. And they were very close to that, sitting talking to you here, only about 300 kilometers from the Russian border. And I have some more to say about that a little later. And altogether, we have to add, I think, to this the exposure of pedophilia, Satanism, the worship of devil worship, which, of course, is what is actually energizing the failing status quo. We learn more and more about the fact that that is the energy level which they're using to try and maintain the deception. And unless they can get that energy level going, in other words, unless they can use blood sacrifice and pedophilia on children, their energy levels are going to drop dramatically. And what I think is happening is it's beginning to get through into the mainstream media that very strange things are going on at the top end of parliaments in England particularly, but all over the world. And that these issues which are coming to the foreground, suggesting that far from being responsible citizens running our countries, they're people in a state of abject depravity. And mm-hmm. the public are desperately confused, but that's a good start. Unless one's confused, one isn't going to seek something new. So that's my summary of the state of play at the moment. Yeah. So, you know, the issues which I think you and I are seeing, and you sent me an extraordinary report very recently about an enormous secret underground world which exists, built under a fake casino, or at least the route to this world was built under a fake casino. Mm-hmm. And that was like the Area 39 story, you know, mm-hmm. a top secret military bases. And you can't help wondering, you know, while all this stuff's going on the surface and we're preoccupied with trying to deal with it, what on earth is going on underground? And indeed, what's going on in the fourth and fifth dimensions, mm-hmm. where cosmic connections are being made between the Earth and various entities beyond the in the outer universe, mm-hmm. who are maybe contriving both good and bad stories for our planet.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It does seem that there's no way to escape looking at that, because, you know, we can't just stay in 3D and find the solutions to the problems that have been created from another dimension.
That's right. Too right.
Yeah, even Einstein said you can't solve a problem at the same level it was created. And
yep.
I'm sure he was saying that, you know, with this kind of information in mind, that we were going to find out that there are interdimensional sources of power that come in here, are here, have been here, and they have established some kind of chain of command, and we don't get to look at that. And there's such a tight lid around everything because the threat is death. You know, the threat is, you know, if you talk, you and your family and everybody else you know are wiped out. So there's a lot of fear riding from the top down.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, this penetration of new levels of awareness, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, sixth, mm-hmm. seventh dimension, and onwards, mm-hmm. is producing, as I was saying before, actually, you know, an almost equal balance of what you might call dark and light. And we are on the receiving end of both. But unfortunately, because of the fact that we're blocked, and we're blocked in a way which is making it extremely difficult for us to tune in fully to the light, what you might call the photon level. Consequently, the dark side's energies and efforts have the upper hand in many respects within the matrix, and we are flooded, if you like, with information based on this sort of stuff. Whereas, and I do believe the amount of energy coming from these new dimensions is equally the photon light energy, the very positive spiritual energy, that energy is finding it harder to get through. the dark side is always finding ways to block it, further ways to block it. You know, you can add geoengineering of the upper atmosphere to that, and you can add various forms of psychotronic weapons to that. You can find mobile phone masts and all new, turning out these 5D, 5G, whatever it's called, new phone, mobile phone energy. All that stuff is an attempt to block us from the higher energies, which are increasingly manifesting themselves. So our job, it seems to be now, Lance, is to be able to tune ourselves ever more finely, but tune our receptors, being able to pick up the positive and the photon light.
And part of the problem is that, you know, the very things that have become so popular, such as cell phones and all of the technologies, are all designed to keep us in a state of a virtual reality, which then keeps us from making choices that are wise. And one of the choices that is coming up for a lot of people will be the implementation of technological devices that enhance our abilities. Now, our abilities are far beyond what we know they are. We know that there are capabilities within us that have not been activated because of the DNA that has been either snipped or altered or temporarily placed in neutral. And so the powers that be are going to be rolling out all kinds of transhumanist devices, such as, you know, will enhance your brain power, enhance your physical power, live to 100, 200, whatever. And so there are going to be brain implants and chips, and everybody's going to be chipped, and a lot of people are going to be going in for brain chips to enhance their abilities or change the looks of things. And so it's going to be a huge calling point, I think, when that happens. And, you know, people, those who are already making the choice to go with technology and an event horizon in which computers outpace humans, and that has already happened. Look at Saudi Arabia making a cyborg being called Sophia a citizen, so she can work and pay taxes.
Yeah.
And one person who's very knowledgeable on this subject seems to believe that within a week or two, there's going to be implementation of the event horizon, which is what scientists refer to when they say that artificial intelligence, which is the big deal on the stage now, overtakes humanity and then is in running it. It's in control. And so that time is coming, if it hasn't already passed.
Well, that's extraordinary stuff. And, of course, it's indeed completely correct. I'm with you all the way on this. And, in fact, we've discussed before, and I've written a number of articles on this issue of transhumanism and the new taking over of intelligence by machines, which the human race is, as you rightly say, has a choice to make. I mean, opting in to that as a way of tuning in to a higher vibrational force is being presented as a potential option. You said this yourself just now. Now, you know, here comes the question of freedom of choice. Do we have freedom of choice? This is an incredibly sensitive issue at this time, because you can only have freedom of choice if you know what the alternatives are.
Right.
If you're in a state of panic and you're in a state of fear, you actually don't know that. So in a sense, if it's fear-led, then you're bound to make the wrong decision and you'll be captured and you'll be a slave. Now, I also have heard and have observed that, you know, look at money. Very, very interesting example. I'm sure it's the same in the States as it is in Europe, but I can tell you that here in Europe, plans are moving ahead fast to do away with money, with notes and coins.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. And that the card will be the only way you will be able to get your money, and you'll have to go to a machine, an ATM, and that's the way you'll get your money, or you might be able to get some other bank. But money is being phased out. In Sweden, they've already started this. They're already very far down the line with this. And what's more, they're into the second phase, which is that cards are going to also be removed eventually, and you'll only have the chip. You'll be chipped at an early point, and that is the only way you'll have access to money. Now, you see, the logic is absolutely amazing in this. And I think, is all supposed to be for convenience, you understand?
Oh, of course.
Convenience. You know, who wants to carry it? Oh, you might lose your plastic card or someone might steal it. Well, you know, it's better to have something stuck in your wrist. So, essentially, it's the same power game which is being played. And it's with the tools that we have left are rapidly disappearing. The typical traditional tools, if you like, that run an economy are disappearing, and the economy is becoming a complete virtual reality in its own right, as we well know. You know, the banks don't have to have any money anymore. All they have to have is a computer and some electronic wizardry. And all of a sudden, you know, you've got a loan of $50,000 and you're paying them interest and capital, and the banks are getting very rich on that.
But you
didn't ever get any money. You never got any.
And, you're right.
And if we can tune in to this, then we can begin to understand it and make choices. But if we pull down the blinds and say, oh, no, that's all too incredible, we won't be able to make a decision either way,
right,
which means we're captured.
Right.
And I'm acutely aware of this at this time for two reasons, actually, really. One is that we've just been in the Polish parliament fighting our GMO campaign. You know, we've been doing this, don't you, for the last 12 years. And we go to the Polish parliament because they are trying to open the door to GMO, in spite of the fact that this Poland banned it back in 2006 after our very successful campaign. They're still inevitably trying to open the door to let it in because it's big money, and we all know that governments are run by corporations.
They're right.
Not the other way around.
Right.
So we were there, when we go there and we fight in subcommittees and committees to try and counteract attempts to loosen up the current agreement in Poland. The current agreement in Poland is that it's banned, but according to European directives, it says we must have in our country a GMO planting zone. We must, not a GMO-free zone, you understand, but
right,
a GMO planting zone. It must be registered, and it must be possible for people who wish to plant GMO to plant within these very restricted areas. But they will have to apply to goodness knows how many people to do so, and there'll be 101 restrictions, but we have to do it. And we're saying, no, we don't have to do it. We're not going to do it. We want a GMO free Poland, and we're fighting on.
Good.
So, good. Now, we just come back to the committee 2 days ago.
Yeah,
and
good.
We had a friend who was there, and he said, I was there. I was there in a committee meeting, and he said, I'm very sensitive to the vibrational level. He said this was thick with dark forces.
Ooh.
Thick. He said, I work with the pendulum. He said, and I'm going to have a look at you both and see how you're using photograph and see whether you're affected by it. And if so, I'm going to help try and clear some. So he looked at both of us, Jadwiga and myself, and he said, very, very bad. Very, very bad. We're literally covered, you know, in dark force energy.
Wow.
And he said, and I'm working at it systematically to remove hundreds of beings from you.
Wow.
And, but particularly both of us having two each vampires sucking our energy. Now, you see where we are. Okay, that's because we're resisting. We're going to the front line, which is all dark force orientated.
Right.
It's all directed. It all has an inevitable end, and that inevitable end you spelt out. It's artificial intelligence. It's a world completely taken over by people who have no emotion, who have no heart feeling, who have no sympathy, no empathy,
right,
and who rule and have slaves and a greatly reduced population, of course.
Right.
Now, these institutions, which we call governments, those people are in the controlling positions. So when you go there, and you fight and you hold up the opposite story, you get attacked. So you have to be very strong, and you have to be protected, ideally, by some forces that are going to stop you from being seriously unwell.
Yes,
now,
we've
almost all of us who are involved in this were a small, very active group of about 9 people within our organization who do this. All of us have been sick in the last 6 months, and all of us with very similar things. There's 3 men and about 7 women. All 3 men, including me, have had serious prostate problem. All of us.
Wow.
I was hospitalized with mine. I couldn't pee for 4 months. Not at all. I had to have a catheter fitted. This happened just after our last interview, actually, just after my 70th birthday. I broke my ankle first. And then two days later, I got this problem. I got actually almost simultaneous. I went through 6 months of trying to walk again and trying to pee again.
Wow.
And my 2 male friends also had serious prostate problems. And the women had different problems, but they were also affected physically and mentally by different strange events. So you talk about the weapons available to these forces which are interested in the death of the planet, frankly. And you see that you have experience for real when you go too close to the front line to deal with them.
Right.
So the other thing we heard news of, which is related, which one of our colleagues, who's a farmer, who's on this committee, she stood up against the authorities and said, I refuse to vaccinate my children. Now, in Poland, it's obligatory vaccination. I think it might be in the States, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's obligatory. And also, incidentally, they give you the first shot in the first 6 hours of life. They give the baby the first shot.
Oh, it's destructive. I mean,
utterly destructive.
Utterly, yes.
So no. She said no. So they said, oh. She said, well, I'm sorry, but it's the law, so we're going to have to fine you. So she said she refused to pay the fine. And just 3 days ago, the tax office cut her off from her bank account. Yeah.
Yep, that's the ticket.
That's the ticket. Well, now, this is evidence, Lance, I think you'll agree.
Yeah.
And this is Europe we're talking about. This is Poland. And, you know, all the countries have varying degrees of intensity of these operations, some rather less, some rather more, and in different areas.
Right.
But altogether, when you put it all together, you can see that they're moving in fast. They're moving in very fast. There's one more thing which is very significant in all this, which has come up recently, and I wrote an essay about it called A Totalitarian Europe, Now on Our Doorstep. And I can best describe this to you by reading the first 2 paragraphs of this essay, which incidentally went viral, and anyone wants to look it up, they can find it still on the internet.
Oh, good.
It went pretty much viral on the internet and was very, very widely read. So this is what I say in the first 2 paragraphs. Quietly, without most people noticing, the European Commission is moving ahead with a strategy that will arguably make the EU into the first fully operational model of a centralized, one-state, supranational authority, a new world order. The long-standing neoconservative neoliberal ambition, which lies at the heart of a global secret society agendas and US geopolitical hegemony. The key ingredient of this strategy is the establishment of an EU treasury, which, according to Donald Tusk, president of the EU Council, will come into effect in June 2018 under the official title European Monetary Fund. This will result in the single point control of all EU member state finances. The plan will involve a further leveraging of the power of the major banks to consolidate their controlling influence over EU affairs. By combining an EU treasury and a consolidation of banking power, a major step will be taken in the amalgamation of everything, heist to be brought under the single umbrella of a totalitarian superstate. And then I mentioned that we're talking about a country's monetary politics, the military, police forces, the intelligence services, all being run from a central control unit in Brussels. These will be followed by more of the same, covering almost all areas of administrative control that were once the domain of individual countries. So you see, we're here.
He's
announced. June 2018, you're going to get the totalitarian superstate.
Yep.
And you'll all have to conform to it.
And there's your artificial intelligence.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. In fact,
because you can't run a centralized global economy without computers. And so artificial intelligence will be used to control everything, and that's when things were going to really go wonky.
Well, that is a very, very true point. And as we know, algorithms are already being used to edit out any unsavory information getting onto YouTube and all its, and Facebook and Twitter and the whole lot of them.
Yep.
They're already using algorithms.
Right.
Now, you know, it's happened. It's already happened.
It's already happened, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very extreme time, Lance. I know the first time we talked and I came up in my pajamas, it was about 6 or 7 years ago, the world seemed relatively tame by comparison to what we're talking about now.
Today, yes. Yes, very much so. I mean, who would have guessed that in just a few short years like that, so much would just be, would transform the direction that we're going. And, of course, we were warning people about it back then, 6 or 7 years ago. And here we are, still trying to get, wake people up and say, look what's going on. This is, happening, blah, blah, blah. But I think that people are waking up. And although, there are so many ways that the inroads can be made using this technology. For instance, it's all interconnected. I heard that the first medicines using nanotechnology have been brought into the market, and that people are using medicine with nanobots. They're actually literally swallowing technological devices that replicate inside your body. That sounds like a virus to me, and it's designed to monitor your drug usage. So people who are disabled or who aren't quite all there intellectually will be taking their medicines, and they can be monitored for their own safety. Well, it's all for them, it's just to help you maintain your taking your medicines. So I don't know what happens if these nanobots perceive that you're not taking your medicines. I guess maybe they give you an electric shock and you run to the medicine bottle, But, so they're wired to relay information back to a central point. And, then you've got Big Brother. So-and-so is not taking his medicine. Send out the cars.
Yeah, that's it. Send
arrest
out the cars.
Them. Bring them in. We're going to work them over.
Work them over.
I'm trying to be funny about it because it's so not funny.
Exactly.
That, it's so serious that you really just want to scream and cry. But, that's
don't
not going to get us anywhere. That's just
let's hope we
tantrum.
Still can scream and cry because those are emotional, very necessary elements.
And that's all the justification for cloning out the emotions and for doing anything that keeps humans from having emotions.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yep.
They keep telling us in the parliament here, we have to be unemotional about this. Yes, that's the phrase,
Oh, yeah, right.
We have
right.
to be rational and unemotional. I remember
right.
that for years. That happened when we started campaigning for organic farming back in, in the 1980s in England, and we were running up against big agriculture. And they always came up with the same phrase. We have to be unemotional. I mean, it's incredible, really.
Right.
In other words, we have to be inhuman. Why don't you say it?
Right. We have to be cyborgs or robots or artificial intelligence controls.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because
so,
that's the only intelligence that's worth dealing with, you know, not the emotional, irrational sort.
Oh, yeah, no. That's terrible. We've got to get rid of it. That's terrible
stuff. Got to get rid of that stuff, that garbage. But, you know, there was another story coming out of America, just Vigo told it to me just yesterday. And, of course, I was familiar with this because I know it has already happened one or two other places. Someone in Florida was arrested for growing vegetables in their front garden.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, well, that's such a horrendous crime, you know.
Yes, it is a big crime. Is it a big crime? Well, I suppose they were terrorist cabbages, probably. You know? they were just disguising some extraordinary weapon of mass destruction in their leaves. You know?
Yeah, that'll be in the news, you know, in the news that's being monitored now. Google has just taken over. I think it was just yesterday I read about this, that they're one of those big corporations is working on automatically editing out all alternate stories that are disturbing.
That's what I meant about the algorithm. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, there you go. Exactly. So there goes the alternative media.
Wow. Exactly. Exactly. Well, now there are people over here. They're very, very clever with some tech.
Oh, yes.
But there's also people on our side, in quotes, our side, who are developing an alternative media. You get me? One which can't be got at.
Good.
Now, the point here is, you know, that is possible, and it's being done. In fact, there's already three or four of them. They're small at the moment, but I think they're going to grow rapidly. The point is that you can only take those down if you take the whole internet down. But they need the internet as much as we need it, as you know.
Right.
And it is unlikely that they would be forced to be quite so desperate as to take down the whole internet. So some very interesting things going on that front, you know, because there's some whiz kids who are alarmed by the state of affairs on the planet, and they're whiz kids who can work with us on our side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the past, obviously, you had the ex-Nazis and Operation Paperclip and what have you being shipped off to Argentina,
right?
Because they were geniuses in the most modern development of various types of war technology, and they were included. You know, they say Hitler was actually also shifted out Berlin before. He didn't really commit suicide. He was shifted out of Operation Paperclip,
right,
with his wife, and they landed up in Argentina somewhere. And anyway, you know, now you've got people on the positive side of this, people who are also geniuses, turning their attention to how to maintain the proper flow, how to maintain the good stuff, how to maintain the photons, as opposed to the big money luring people in the past into only the bad side.
Right.
So it's a very, very, very finely balanced time we're in, I think, Lance.
Yes.
You know, I can find and feel very remarkable energies. It's almost as though we're on the very edge of shifting into the fourth dimension, if not more, in our overall attitude, sense, and awareness of the planet. A number of us, many of us even, are very close to this. And, of course, the alarm bells are ringing because of that.
Yeah.
On the dark side. And if you eat fresh food straight from your garden, where it hasn't been sprayed and comes from a fertile soil, it's rather good for your immunity.
Yes.
And you know, it helps protect you against all sorts of things like electrosmog and weapons that are aimed at your gut and DNA, altered DNA coming from genetically modified foods, you know. All these things help protect you.
Right. And
have done for thousands of years. So we have to make that illegal. Can't grow your own vegetables.
Right.
No. No, right. Thank you.
Right.
I mean, it is, you wouldn't believe that we're saying this. It's not some script for some dark comedy, which is going to go on stage in a year's time. It's the absolute reality we're living in today. And I think it's hard for people to grasp it.
That's right. And mother's milk, which has all kinds of, invisible immune system enhancers, it's chock full of things that you cannot get with anything else. That's why it's so important to breastfeed. And there's a huge move to frighten women to death about breast cancer. Remember when Angelina Jolie had her breasts removed, supposedly?
Yep.
I don't know if that really happened, but it turns out that she was associated with people who would make a lot of money on breast examinations and breast cancer-related research.
Right.
So, you know, if you look behind the the obvious and the stage that Shakespeare says that we're all on, you would know a lot about that one. If you look behind the things, you can always follow the string and make the connection that here's, okay, here's the connection to big pharma, here's the connection to big money, here's the connection to the military. You know, whatever the connection is, that's just one little tiny thread of a tapestry that's been worked on for thousands of years, really,
thousands
of years.
And
also look at all the times humanity has come close to evolving off of this ball of turmoil, or, you know, into a different reality, which is a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, or whatever. And there have been five major extinctions so far, including the one that is still in our genes. The last one was the flood.
Yes.
So we've gotten to this point before, and and been literally destroyed because they would
It's very it's very sobering consideration. But on a, I'll tell you something here, Lawrence, and this is a nice antidote to that story.
Oh, good, good.
Well, it's about the prostate, actually. I cured myself with the help of my dear wife and a number of exceptionally interesting and creative individuals, particularly in Poland, good healers. I cured myself entirely using natural medicines.
What, wonderful.
Yes.
It can be done. That's the way it's supposed to happen.
Exactly. I went to a doctor who claimed to be a bit alternative. He was actually a mainstream doctor, but with alternative leanings. And that was about 5 months ago. And he prescribed me, much to my surprise, a solution, a cure, based entirely on antibiotics. And so I went away and I talked to my friends about this, and I went on the internet and I looked up these antibiotics, and I discovered the side effects from them were heart attack, stroke, seizure. And I thought, damn it all, I'm not going down that route. Going down that. Forget it. So I'm going to go down the natural medicine route. I'm going to go to homeopathy, and I'm Chinese medicine. I'm going to go to a distance healer, a very remarkable Polish, Russian woman who can heal and see exactly what's going on in your body without even seeing you, not even your photograph, you don't need. And puts amazing energy in and has been enormously supportive, helped shrink that prostate.
Shrinking.
Yes, it was cancer. It was cancer, and it was shrunk. And a mixture of all these things, all very positive ones, over a period of 4 months, got me to the point where literally yesterday I went to our local doctor and he removed the catheter, which I'd had to use to pee through, because I'm now peeing normally, if not better, than before I went had the problem in the first place. And all done naturally, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone listening out there, take that in. It can be done and it must be done, because every time we turn to the drug scene, to big pharma solutions, we're basically causing a weakening of our immune system. We're cutting back our chance even of being highly receptive to fourth dimensional energies, because, you know, there are all different phases of blocks against our true health. And our true health is quantum. You know, our true health is quantum. It's the interconnection between everything, the millions of cells in our body, all intelligent human beings. And intelligent human beings, in their own right, want to be fed with a decent diet.
Absolutely.
They don't want to shrink into the background and say, ah, please not any more of those dreadful chemicals. You know, they want to be able to leap up and say, oh, thank you, that made me feel good. And we can do it, but we will have to grow our veg in the, either the front or back garden, or we'll have to get them from someone else pretty locally. And that applies to foods, to, you know, all foods. We must. We have no alternative anymore other than to go to sources which are genuine. Forget the supermarket, you know, total
right,
control.
Right, because there isn't any. And then even the food that is brought into the supermarkets that comes from organic sources, they irradiate it.
Well, there you go.
You think you're getting good food, and radiation kills the subtle phytonutrients that are inside that you cannot see.
Now, that's interesting you should say about that. Is that the case in America now, that this is widely used? Because in Europe, I've lost track of it. I used to be quite involved in anti-irradiation campaigns about 20 years ago.
Dropped the ball.
Yeah, I dropped the ball. I don't know what's going on really in Europe anymore with the regulation. And I'm suspicious about it when I buy certain foods which are claimed to be organic and they're extremely uniform. And they're sort of flat tasting, flat, you know?
Yeah.
But I really wonder. I know spices were the ones that were irradiated.
Right.
There was a law in most countries saying you have to have information on the label.
Yes.
But it's never there.
No, it isn't there. And that's one thing that they don't put on there. And they don't put on GMO information either, which, remember, there was that big labeling thing that has been around several times. Get GMO labeled on all of the UPC codes and the food.
Yeah.
And so that never happened. So, you know, it really is a push-pull fight. And we're not omniscient. I mean, we may be omniscient at some level, but our ordinary everyday self is not omniscient and can't see all the things that are going on behind the scenes to further demean our immune systems and our thought systems and our emotions and our spirit. It's really a spiritual battle at the crux of it.
Ah, well said. It really is. And I think I take a lot of inspiration from quantum physics because of this. It is a massive, it is a real breakthrough, because it's saying, you know, even in the tiniest little element in our body, the total intelligence of the universe exists.
Yes, absolutely.
Ah. And that is just wonderful, isn't it? You know, you just want to praise the Lord for having been able to make such an incredible thing.
Absolutely.
We will have to concentrate our energies very hard on things which inspire us. I mean, it should be a time of revivification of the arts, higher spiritual thing, and everything which is pro-life, because we will need to draw on that positive energy in order to stay human.
This isn't
any longer a case of doing it in order to try and reach nirvana in our lifetimes.
Right,
it's now
to do it
in order just to remain human.
Right, exactly. And it will get down to the point where it'll be, well, just to stay alive, I have to do this. And you'll have a laundry list the size of the New York phone book.
And the point is that we actually, in our intuition levels, if we listen very carefully to ourselves, I was just reading some wonderful pieces of Zen mysticism.
On
a book which I bought in Boston, USA in 1971, would you believe, in the spiritual bookshop in Harvard. I can remember the exact place, and I remember everything about it. And it's some gems of Zen mysticism.
Ooh.
And it's really about allowing something to happen inside you rather than forcing or trying to get to somewhere. You know, that reverse psychology. And I found this enormously helpful recently in relation to my prostate issue, because when I did first start being able to have a pee, which was about 2 months ago, but it was still pretty small, but I did manage this, I discovered it was by allowing rather than by trying, pushing. And this opened up in me the realization that all this stuff that had gone on, and the breaking of the ankle and the prostate and all the rest of it, must have been or is a way of making me refocus my energy levels onto a slightly different pitch or in a slightly different direction to enable me to go through the next 30 years of my life, to be 100 years old, I hope, full of the potential creativity which exists in me and exists in all people. And I needed a nudge in a direction of someone saying in the background, listen, you have everything that you need. You have everything that you need within you. You don't have to open that phone book with the millions of directives in order not to make a mistake about one particular yoga movement you're making or something which is going to ruin you. You have it all. It's all there already. You just have to allow it. Allow it. Let go. And I found this enormously helpful. Helpful because I believe it's both ways. I believe in the pushing and the letting go. I believe in positive and negative. I believe in man and woman. I believe in the powers of electric negativity and the powers of electric positivity. I believe in the issue of movement of waves in quantum physics. And I see that everything is based on an in and an out. Everything. There is nothing which isn't doing. That's life. And that's how the universe was born and expands. So in our own lives, we need to push. We need to push forward. We need to pour our energies into things which must be done and make big effort. But we also need to do exactly the opposite, equally well, you know, to give in, to allow, to open ourselves. That is what I've had since our last interview. That has been, in a certain way, a sort of revelation. I knew it intellectually, you know, you understand. But I was putting it into practice, and I was pushed to put it into practice by this experience with the prostate.
Well, that does seem to be the bottom line when the rubber meets the road and all that stuff. You know, when your life is at stake and you realize that you can't go to the usual sources, then you have to actually think, and you have to take actions that you may not have done before. And I think that we're so much more comfortable with just being told what to do.
Well, go
to the hospital and take care of this. Well, you know, I have a friend that died last year because he became immune to antibiotics. His doctor prescribed antibiotics for everything, a sneeze, a cold, whatever. And he developed MRSA, which is it's a new disease, and it's the time when the immune system stops functioning and antibiotics no longer work. So then you have super strains developing that are resistant to antibiotics. Yeah. And you have antibiotics that are no longer working because people have taken them as a remedy for just about everything. You know, they don't want to get a cold, so they're sniffling, and so they just take a few antibiotics. Well, that destroys the immune system. And so what are you going to do then? You know, only has so much play, and then it's...
Yes, that's actually true, of course. At a sort of desperate level, you have to just hope some new element of enlightenment is going to open you to a solution at the most extreme level. But of course, the most important thing is to try and avoid landing up at the most extreme level, to be ahead of the game. And then it comes the question of cooperation with others and the survival factor that we're facing very, very imminently. And when I talk about survival, I don't mean living, you know, back in a cave again and only lighting fires with rubbing sticks together and all that, although there may be an element of that. I'm not ruling that out. When I'm surviving, I mean being able to maintain a modicum of reasonably comfortable living and with the support of like-minded people close to one.
Yes.
So this is the moment now in this decade ahead of us when we have no option but to come together, those of us who are aware, conscious, and recognize the symptoms of the decline and the net end result of where that decline is supposed to be going, which is, as you rightly said, away entirely from the human state into the artificial AI mind.
Absolutely. And it's
now,
here.
We know this now, and we can discuss it as a fireside chat, but as we know it and see it actually happening in front of us, then we have to find ways of coming together with others in order to devise a way of life which is going to be another way of life than that one. And we're getting close to talking about the creation of a new society based on a combination, I think, of sort of social activism and spiritual aspiration.
Yes.
Because those two ingredients have never been married. They've been kept apart. We've had people who go out there and fight for things and other people who say, you shouldn't do that, you should sit and meditate, you know?
Yeah,
and the other people say, sit and meditate, you shouldn't, and so it goes on. But only the marriage of these two, because they're actually one thing, which has been very cleverly divided into two, divide and conquer.
Right.
Only the marriage of this, of these spiritual aspiration and social activism is going to produce the foundations of a new society where we work from the heart, but we use our minds. And we are aware of the tricks of the trade, and we avoid them. And we do it largely by empowering ourselves ever more to be the potential that we actually are. And they cannot touch that. That is where we finally do get beyond being able to be vampired by other secretive dark forces and all the rest of the junk that exists. Once we can touch that level and we can create, found a new society upon this utterly creative, fulsome approach, then we are finally beyond the point where we can be tampered with without us knowing about it very clearly. And we're getting to the point now, I think, where this is imminent. You know, I've started here in Poland with a colleague, a movement. It's called the People's Movement, Rusz Ludu in Polish. And we are working together with other people who have had exactly the same idea 1 or 2 years ago, and it's failed. And I'm saying to them, no, we must start again now, because it's all about timing. It's not that you were wrong 2 or 3 years ago, but the timing wasn't right. Now the time is with us to start these people's movements. And these people's movements will be people who are aware, who grow their own food, or who don't shop in supermarkets, who choose very carefully what they eat, who develop their spiritual powers, who take control of their destinies particularly, and who work at the local level within the community to develop a form of government of the people by the people, not in the old sense of a democracy, but in the new sense of a shared agreement about what the qualities are necessary, what the qualities are that we will need to share and develop in order to move to the place where we all want to be. Mm-hmm. I see this as being imminent, because I see that the top-down pyramid is collapsing, and it is absolutely determined in its state of collapse to collapse all of us.
Yes.
So we must also make our move now, not just to try and prevent the worst thing happening, but to get on the front foot and start developing our new society.
And be proactive about it.
Well said. Proactive, precisely.
Yeah, because we know that the other side is proactive 24/7.
Yeah,
so they work while we sleep, because they have artificial intelligence. They have vast all the money in the world. You know, they just basically manufacture it.
Yeah.
And until that side is debilitated in some way, or doesn't have so much say in the events of life, it's going to continue to press forward, because that's what it does.
And that's what it does.
It doesn't take a genius or a psychic to see that. You can just look at your own life and see what's happened in your own lifetime. Even if you're 12 years old, you can see it.
That's true.
We're going to have to look. We're going to have to wake up and see what's really going on around us and stop putting our heads in the sand like ostriches. Hoping that it will all get better. And, tomorrow will be a better day. Just, let's just get through today. Well, I'm sorry, but that's not going to work.
That certainly is not. Let's put it this way. That is not working.
Right. Absolutely. We've had plenty of time to test that theory.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
And the beauty of being able to chat on these alternative radio networks is that one always feels one's talking to people who are saying, nodding and saying yes, or feeling, oh, wow, yeah, of course, And then we have a receptive community. And if you've got a receptive community, you've got the potential to make the positive change,
Yes.
But if you haven't got a receptive community, or you can't even get your stuff out there at all, then you're really snookered.
Yeah.
So, we're right on the cusp between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Yes, we are.
It
could be a renaissance of, a great beauty and art and literature and wonderful things, because we have been kept at a level where we're constantly fighting and fighting for our lives, or fighting the dark side, or, it goes on, or fighting aliens, it just goes on and on and on and on. And
yes.
At some point, we have to be able to wake up and see what's at the source of all this crap.
Yes.
And say, no, I don't want it. That's not going to be part of my life. And then, boom,
that's
it
so
will
true.
Not be.
That's so true. Yeah, makes that sort of decision-making process.
Yes.
It is absolutely the beginning point. And then what it leads to is really quite serious discipline, because then you've simply got to say to yourself, okay, because in comes the other's voice and says, oh, it's so much more convenient, isn't it, if you can just go down to the supermarket.
And we become robots and clones.
Yeah, and it's so easy. So you have to fight that, because we've been with it for too long. It's been in us for too long.
Well,
so you have to be very
battle.
Attentive. Very subtle. You have to be very attentive, and you have to use really serious discipline there.
Yes.
I'm afraid there's no option. There's no way around that one. There's no easy way out. But giving one's attention to those things, listening carefully to the voice of one's ego and all the rest of it, is all part of the road to something far, far better. And once one can feel and see that, it is not so onerous to have to be disciplined. It's discipline for a very positive end. Not
absolutely.
Disciplined in order to make a million in almost a lifetime, or disciplined in order to go out and join the forces and murder people at the other end of the world, or disciplined to do any other thing, but disciplined to actually create the real life that we all want. Yeah,
exactly.
Then it's discipline's in its right place.
Well, Julian, that's a perfect place for us to segue out, because we have gone, we've been on the show for an hour now, and it's time for us to once again temporarily say goodbye or good night. And I just want to thank you again for being the bright light that you are, and for coming back to share your thoughts and wisdom with us. And is there anything that you'd like to do you want to mention your website before we go, so that people can find you?
www.julianrose.info, where you will find many of my most recent essays and information about my two books. And I'm getting to a third book, but I'm looking for a publisher. So anyone out there who would like to publish my third book, I'd be delighted to hear from you.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds just great. All right, Julian, it was great talking with you again. And we here are here again, and we'll be here later. Thank you so much.
Very good, Lance. All the best to you, too.
All righty. Good night.
Good night.